25% tariff on foreign competition go away anytime soon. Industry insiders say trade negotiators are likely using the chicken tax as a bargaining chip to lower tariffs in other countries right now. This time, though, it might be rice. Sonari Glenton, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Athena Health. Cloud-based EHR and practice management services for medical groups and health systems to help physicians work as one across the continuum of care. More at athenahealth.com.
This is NPR News.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. There is a cattle on feed report due out this afternoon, and analysts say the number of cattle placed into U.S. feedlots last month may be 8.6% below the same time in 2014. Some market watchers contend there could be signs of growing numbers of calves and yearlings being fed to heavier weights, however. Strategic Grains has lowered its outlook for European Union soft wheat exports in 2015-16 for the second month in a row, expecting strong competition from the Black Sea region and lower Middle East import needs. Strategic Grains puts EU soft wheat exports in the 15-16 season that starts in July at 27.5 million tons. That's down 1.1 million tons from its previous estimate. Hershey is expected to cut about 300 jobs by the end of the year as it looks to simplify its operations. The company has about 13,000 employees globally. The Hershey, Pennsylvania-based company also says that it now foresees revenue rising around 2.5% to 3.5%. It previously predicted a 4.5% to 5.5% increase. Hershey says it has been hurt in the first quarter by chocolate sales losses in China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,996, down 48 points. The NASDAQ is trading 4520, down 10.5, and the S&P 500 is 2108, and it is down 6 points. All right, we have some technical difficulties, and Drew is not on the radio, ready to go right now. I'll go ahead and call him up and see if I can get him back now. Have our technical difficulties straightened out on the air. Should be Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. Well, it looks as though the Midwest is going to have some favorable weather for a while next week. We have several days ahead of us that are not going to be so great in the lower parts of the region. This is all going to be the byproduct of the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill as they come through the lower parts of the Midwest. This is going to be taking place now over the next 2 days. So today and tomorrow, we'll see the remnants of the storm move through southern Illinois, southern Indiana, parts of southern Ohio, maybe catching parts of Kentucky as well. The system is actually slowly losing some of its energy. But you wouldn't know it. There was flooding across a big part of Missouri today because of the rains that have occurred in the last 24 hours. And we're going to see some of that occur in the lower parts of the Midwest as well. But with the storm system slowly weakening, we are going to find that some of this precipitation will be re-enhanced as some cooler air comes southward out of the northern Midwest. And this will take place later in the weekend, so Sunday into Monday we'll see rainfall across parts of the region. That additional precipitation is going to translate into an environment that is going to bring on some additional heavy rain. So from eastern Iowa and Missouri into parts of Ohio, we'll see a second wave of significant moisture a little later in the weekend. Putting it all together, we end up with 1 to 3 inches of rain, probably some local totals getting upwards to around 4 inches, and that's too much moisture for soft wheat. We're going to see a quality decline take place there. There's going to be some pooling of water in low-lying areas, so some of the corn and soybean crop will not be very happy for a while. The better news here is that in that second week of the two-week outlook, which is basically the last days of June and the first days of July, we will encounter at least a little bit of drier bias conditions. Now, I don't want that to be misunderstood. It's less precipitation, but not absolutely dry weather. So we're still going to be seeing some showers and thunderstorms moving through the Midwest in that second week of the outlook. And as a result of all that, we're still going to be worried about that quality and that wheat crop out there. But most of the corn and soybeans will get through this without a big long-term negative impact, in my opinion. I think we'll see the weather conditions get much better as we move into July, a little less precipitation, some better warmer days coming up, and the crops will eat that up and turn around and be in fairly good shape for an extended period of time. So the outlook in the long-term picture is still very good. Near-term, not so great, maybe because of those heavier rains will be in the lower Midwest. Now, our temperature bias over these next few days are going to bounce around a little bit. We're going to be only in the 70s across a big part of the Midwest today. Tomorrow, we'll see those temperatures working their way up a little bit. We'll be mostly in the lower 80s across the region. And we'll probably see lower 80s, or at least 80s and lower 90s take place as we move into the early part of next week. And we'll probably stay in that mode through a big part of the work week. As we get into that following weekend, looks like a ridge of high pressure will build up in western parts of North America, causing a northwesterly flow pattern to evolve aloft. And that's going to bring some cooler air back southward across portions of the Midwest, and that will give us a little bit of a change in weather with temperatures back into the 70s and a few lower 80s during that second week of the outlook, and a lessening of rainfall across the region. So it'll be some good and bad in their mix. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agricultural industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 503 3/4, up 5.5. Soft July, 491.5, up 3.5. July corn, 352.5, down 5.25. December, 368, down 5.25. July beans, 967 3/4, down 10. November, 935.5, down 6.75. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. And he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we end the week, at least the start of the trading day, on a little bit of a downward note, I guess, on ideas of maybe improving weather conditions. But overall, the week is much an up week.
Yeah, we're actually kind of fighting right now on the corn side of it on the weekly chart to see whether we can close it higher. Interesting that, I mean, whenever we have weather events like we've pretty much been trading this week, you kind of have three stages always. One is, you know, the expectations for the event, the actual event, and then, you know, your assessment after the event's over. And, of course, now we're kind of in that one where we've seen the actual event, and it's probably, I think, at least in the perspective of Chicago, it's less than the storm was expected, with a little bit less rain and probably further south than what they expected. I think we still have to go through that period where we assess it, you know, as we get through it here and see what the real damage was. Couple other things. The shorts, the managed money, actually sold corn and wheat yesterday. Nobody was there to really stop them. And a third thing, I guess, would be that the dollar is made a move down lower, tried the recent lows, and kind of bounced back yesterday. So,
I guess on some of your points, first, we're not going to really know how all this water in May and now in June plays out on corn and soybeans for quite a while, even if it warms up and we see some greening next week. Because I remember 2010 where it really didn't become evident until September how much all the rain hurt the crops.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the way, that's kind of a tendency in wet years. Seems like later in the year is when you actually get it. But we will have some indications, I think, as we see the condition reports come out, see if they're going down or going up or staying the same. You know, I think we'll start to see some assessment. At least I would expect that the USDA on their acreage report for soybeans at the end of the month here will have some, consideration for what's happened during June here.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. July corn, 353.5, down 4.5. September, 359.25, down 4.25. December, 368.75, down 4.5. July beans, 970, now 69.75, down 8. September, 941, down 4.5. November, 937.75, down 4.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.